There was a tense moment. The hair maid could feel the rapier point at her throat. Osbill meant business.
Put that sword down at once! How dare you raise a weapon at a friend inside my abbey? Put it down, I say!
Abbot Dorcas pushed his way through the massed screws, his face a mask of icy severity. Disregarding the rapier, he struck it to one side. Osbill scowled darkly.
This is a gowsome thing, father. It ain't your quarrel.
Dorcas thrust his chin forward fearlessly.
Oh, isn't it? Well, I'm making it my quarrel. As Father Abbot of Redwall Abbey, I command that you cease this foolishness forthwith. Is that clear?
Osbill began to wilt. He was still a young shrew, and in the face of the abbot's superior authority, he became unsure of himself. He replied with a touch of pleading in his tone.
But, father, we've sung the blade chant. We lose face and honour if we don't go now.
Dorcas began to feel pity for the young shrew, who had just been made logalog of his tribe. However, he was not about to back down to Osbill.
Loss of honour and face, I see. But are there no exceptional circumstances which might call the whole thing off? Can you think of anything?
On a flash of inspiration, Maudie interrupted.
Beg pardon, father. I've just thought of a jolly wheeze. An answer to the problem.
The hermit edged a little closer to Oswald.
Suppose I say that you being the bloomin' high old logger thing were incapacitated.
Not comprehending the word, Osbill repeated it.
Incapacitated?
Maudie edged closer.
Indeed, incapacitated. You know, too hurt or injured to lead the charge. Could you chaps go out there to battle the vermin?
Osbill shook his head.
Not unless they were led by their logalog. Our law wouldn't allow that, you see.
Suddenly he sagged. Maudie quickly supported him, but he was unconscious, out cold. The hermaid's face was the picture of innocence.
Good grief! The poor chap's just swooned. Fainted away as sudden as you like. What?
The gowson began crowding round anxiously, but Rangvald took over officiously.
Sure. Have you got no sense crowding round the poor beast like that? Give him some air. Skipper, will you take him up on the wall tops again? At least they can fight the dirty old vermin from up there with sing-songs. Go on now, buckos. The Father Abbot will do a grand job of looking after your chief. Hurry along now.
The gowsum hesitated a moment until Skipper mounted the wall steps, goading them.
Don't waste your breath, friend. There's plenty of our red wallers up there if and the shrews are afraid to go.
In an instant, he was thrust to one side as the fiercely proud gowsum stampeded en masse up the steps. Aided by Formal, the abbot carried Osbill to the abbey for Sister Atrata's attention. Formal Burf shook his dark, velvety head.
Burr, I do hope, sir, be's nothing badly amiss with a poor beast, a swooning away like that.
Abbot Dorcas was plainly perplexed by the incident.
Indeed, quite unusual for one so young and healthy. Still, it did solve a problem for us, didn't it?
Back at the wall steps, Rangvald treated Maudie to a huge sly wink, having seen the truth of it all.
Sure, I've seen lightning strike a lot slower than that, ma'am. Why, that was the swiftest and neatest old knockout punch I've ever had the pleasure of seeing. Faith, if an eye had winked, I would have missed it.
The hermaid threw a paw about the squirrel's shoulders, whispering as she drew him close.
Keep your blinking voice down, old scout. We don't want the whole bloomin' abbey to know. Actually, I was only carrying out me duty, as it were. Doing what I had to be done, eh, what?
She stifled a giggle.
'Twas rather a scorcher of an uppercut, even though I say it myself. Even better than the one I gave big Blinky Swiffleton when I first won the Inter-Barracks title. Nice chap, old Blinky. Took an absolute age before he could see straight again. Probably how he got the name Blinky, what?
Rangvald curled his tail in admiration of Maudie.
A real live boxing hare, eh? Ah, 'tis a pleasure to see a perilous young darling like yourself at work, ma'am.
Maudie gave his shoulder a squeeze, imitating his brogue.
Get away, you hard-faced rogue. You're no slouch yourself from what I've seen of your old tricks. Come on, shall we toddle up the wall top just to see how the battle's going on?
The squirrel made a sweeping bow, indicating the steps.
After you, my long-eared walloping beauty.